Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's Friday. That can only mean one thing. It's time for Jen's friends. Yeah. I have friends. I do. I have a few. And this week's friend is TV and Cavan's finest, Kevin McGarren. How's it going?
What's a crack, Jen? How are we getting on?
I'm good. How's the little one?
She's good. She teaches me new things every day, Jen.
Kevin, she has a phenomenal amount of hair on her head. Like,
I know. We were looking into this. Apparently, my wife's family has like Mongolian DNA.
Right.
They did one of those kind of DNA tests and there's like a good bit of Mongolian blood. And apparently Asian babies are born with more hair.
Beautiful.
She,
like
she does look like an Asian baby, I have to say.
She's beautiful. How old is she now?
Yes. She's just over 6 months.
6 months. Great crack.
Now,
we're going to park the baby stuff for a minute because I want to talk to you about getting Botox in your scrotum.
Yeah. This should take a little bit of a pivot.
Because this happened,
Jen,
on the show.
I love how you cover the big stories on this program. You don't hear this kind of crack on Claire Byrne.
No. You know, down the hall, they're all Delta variant jabs, all that kind of stuff. We're talking about scrotox, which is a pressing issue because anti-aging expert Leslie Reynolds, who runs London's Harley Street Skin Clinic, said there is a rise in scrotox and she's baffled by it. So it's basically lads getting Botox injected into their scrotum to make it look better.
Jesus Christ. Christ of almighty, Jen. Like, I mean, you could not pay me enough money to put a needle in my balls. Like, it's out of all the areas, I think I'd rather have my eyeball penetrated first.
Yeah.
It's just because, I mean, who wants a smooth scrotum?
I don't. This is why, when I heard this, I said on the show, like, it's not a topic of conversation I would have had with girlfriends, or I know any girl would have gone, he's, you know, dreamy blue eyes, he's lovely skin, and he's really smooth scrotum.
Like an egg. It's so sexy, girls.
Yeah.
I mean, the penis is, let's be honest, it's not the most attractive organ. The penis looks like something you'd see drinking a pint in the bar in Star Wars. Like, it's quite a freakish looking thing. And a woman nearly has to love you before she'll accept it. So, like, I don't see the point. Let's start with the elbow. If we're going to smooth out something horrifically wrinkled, I think start with the elbow. The elbow is disgusting.
That's a great idea.
It looks like a scrotum as it is. I think if you removed all of her elbow skin, you'd just have a ball bag.
Yeah.
Let's start with the elbow.
Okay.
Leave the balls alone, Jen.
I can't believe you. Kevin, do you honestly think lads are doing this? Or it's just the Harley Medical Center going, we're putting Botox in everywhere else. Let's just throw this out and see if we can get some idiot to do it. Okay, so not for you. But would you ever consider getting Botox anywhere else? Okay, so your elbow, yeah. But what about in your face?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, like, they've definitely made big improvements. Like, nobody looks like, what do you call your one? The female comedian who's dead now. She used to do the Oscars.
Joan
Rivers.
Joan Rivers,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, like sometimes you hear about, I remember the makeup girls in RTE used to always say, like, sure, half the women in here have Botox. And I couldn't believe it. So it's obviously improved. And
yeah.
Do you know what? I'm not going to rule it out. I am a vain man. And in the industry I'm in, you have to look young, you know?
You do. You have to look hot.
Like, I've accepted that I'm not going to get a role as like a secondary school teenager in like Normal People 2. That ship has sailed, I think, Jen.
But, it's gone.
I was actually giving you an opportunity to say, not at all, Kevin. You look.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. No.
17-year-old lad.
No, you absolutely do not. Listen, let's move on because a well-known Catholic priest has said he will defy tarnished Leo Varadkar after he ruled out any celebration of communions and confirmations this summer, as by a press conference, if parishes could proceed with the sacraments after July 5th. Varadkar said they're off, unfortunately. However, Father Michael Toomey said he would defy the tarnished's off the cuff remarks and he would continue to celebrate baptisms and other sacraments. Rebel priest, Kevin. That's exciting,
rebel
isn't it?
Priest. That is exciting. Yeah, like, I mean, it reminds me of the old days when the Brits were running us and we had, like, hedge schools and mass rocks and stuff like that. We had, like, secret mass. Mass probably felt very sexy when it was banned by the Brits and you had to do it in a ditch. And I can see it going back those ways. There are ways, like, there are ways to, I think, do socially distanced communion. You could give out, instead of, like, us all blessing ourselves in, like, the font at the start, you could have priests maybe filling water guns filled with holy water.
Good idea.
And you just get a spray in the face on the way in. Or do you know those things that shoot out little foam discs?
Yeah.
The little toys, the kids. Put the communion in there, have the priest 2 meters away and just lob them into the gob that way. Like, there's ways around these things, Jen.
You got to think outside the box with these things. You absolutely do.
You got to think outside the professional box, Jen.
You do. There's nothing as funny as tiny kids swearing. You're not there yet, but yeah, I presume you will get there. A mom allows her daughter to swear as much as she likes has revealed why. The mom, Alicia, said that her daughter is able to curse as much as she likes without being reprimanded because those words have power, she said. Yeah. And she's totally okay with it. I mean, I'm okay with certain words. In my house, I have a 6-year-old and, like, she dropped the F-bomb when she was 2.5 and I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And as long as she doesn't do it in school or use the C-word, I think I'm okay. How do you feel about it all?
I mean, there wasn't really much cursing in our house.
Okay.
Growing up.
Odd, right?
Apart from football matches, like my grandfather, for instance, my grandfather would bring me to a football match. And he was the nicest, most politest man. He'd never give out to kids. He was always really nice. He smelled like Werther's Originals. Lovely. He listened to Charlie Lansborough on a tape. He'd occasionally spit out the window. That was probably the rudest thing he ever did.
They do that, lads. Yeah, they have a rite of passage. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But when it came to football matches, he turned into a lunatic. And, like, he would be roaring curses at the ref, at the other players, at the other players' parents. And, like, proper, like, I'm talking C words, Jen.
Okay.
The bad one.
Okay.
Not commitment.
Okay.
And, like, he'd be getting into rows with other grandfathers. There'd be a lot of...
Can I ask you, witnessing all of this, because I was talking about this yesterday, maybe to myself, what is the collective noun for the C word? Is it a bunch? It is a gaggle? Oh. What do you say down in Cavan? Because I would say there...
Oh, a shower. Shower.
A shower.
Yes, of course.
Somebody texts me saying cluster. It's not a cluster of C's. No, no, you don't say cluster. It's definitely a shower of C's, isn't it?
It's very hard to say, actually. There was a shower of C's in the pub last night and they were causing ructions.
See, that makes sense to me.
I'd use shower for that, Jen. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. Finally, I need to talk about.
For dictionary, put that in.
Put it in. I need to talk to you about Love Island and sex in a granny flat because Brad McClelland said he had sex in a room beside his granny. He lived with her in a 2-bed bungalow. God love her. What a turn off, I'd say. She turned a blind eye to his antics, but he went out of his way. To try and not let her know what he was doing. Did you ever find yourself in the same situation as Brad? I mean, like, having sex in a granny flat, not being, Love Island, not that part.
Not a grandparent. Like, definitely in my younger days, there might be a parent of, like, a girlfriend. But, like, you do it respectfully. Like, you'd be quiet. You'd have the odd, very silent pump. And you'd be respectful of them. They probably know what you're at. You know what you're at. It's an unsaid kind of thing. But I wouldn't be so bold as to just be going hell for leather.
No.
And, like, sitting down with granny at the breakfast table and she's making you a boiled egg, go on, you need the protein. Like, that's a familiarity that Irish people are just not comfortable with.
We're not comfortable with it. You're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah, we can accept uncomfortable truths as long as we don't discuss them. Just sweep them under the big lumpy carpet and get on with it. So that'd be my philosophy now.
Okay. Well, listen.
And as well, Jen, if you're telling your kids, like, you know, you're not allowed to sleep with your boyfriend while you're under this roof, all you're doing is you're fetishizing it. And, like, years later, that child's going to grow up and, you know, they're going to be in their 40s hiring an elderly sex worker to stay in the room next door to recreate the thrill of being a teenager again.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that, Jen.
Nobody wants that. No, I think you're right. Nobody.
When you ban stuff, you fetishize it. That's why we're
Oh my God. I'm going to put that to Rachel Cook, our sex therapist, because that's a really good way of looking at it and an interesting theory.
Thank you very much, Jen. I'm actually very intelligent.
You're a legend. You come out with some great ones. Like a silent pump will stay with me for a while, I think. Kevin McGahan, thank you for being my friend. You're an absolute legend. Where can people follow you on Instagram and all that malarkey? Not Twitter, because no one does Twitter anymore. It's full of ourselves.
Oh, really? I'm only getting good at it now. Well, I'm still on Twitter, like an old man. Twitter or Instagram, yeah. Hit me up on that.
Hit him up, Kevin McGahan. Thanks, great love. I'll talk to you soon. That is Kevin McGahan, comedian and an all-round Cavan legend. A quiet pump, eh? Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.